number 10,138, Joshua Robert Gray, east of Route 1, southeast of Palmer Avenue, being lots 2, 4, and 25, Section A within Rehoboth Indian Beach Development. A variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Good evening again. I'm Bill Schaub on behalf of Mr. Gray, who was unable to attend tonight's hearing. Again, we have a fairly unusual situation here in that if the application being, well, the application was filed was for a variance of 8.7 feet from the front yard setback. If the board looks at the survey that was presented with the application, you can see there really, this is one of these properties that I suppose you could pick and choose what is the front and the side. The county has said when this house was built back in the 90s that the side facing the ocean was the side. That portion facing Palmer Avenue would be the front, and that would follow because that was the street, and of course the other would be the side. The only difference is, of course, where the house was built, there is no street in front. It's the sand walkway between Palmer Avenue and the ocean. Is actually that portion, that is what borders that property line. I was not able to determine the history of the problem other than with so many variances. In fact, with most of the ones that I would appear before the board on, they are ones that are discovered immediately before settlement, when the parties have already made their plans, whether it's financing, moving, or whatever, and they have to quickly decide what they will do. When this problem was determined, I contacted the sellers, who were the Quillens. Bryce Lingo was the, he built the house, and he sold it to the Quillens in 1999. When I mentioned to them that this problem existed, they actually said, oh, we remember that from settlement, and someone said it was going to be taken care of. I then contacted the lawyer who represented them at their settlement, and sure enough, it was just one of those things that after the settlement, someone forgot to come in here on the Quillen's behalf and request the variance. So Mr. Gray felt that the variance request was reasonable enough that he would proceed to settlement, and he did. I'm not speaking for the Homeowners Association. I can only give secondhand information, and that is my client spoke with the Homeowners Association, and I don't believe they are here to oppose it. If they are, then I'm wrong. He was told that there would be no opposition to this, and in fact, as members of the board can probably appreciate, what he's really told is, why bother? It's been here a long time. Why even worry about it? And of course, the obvious answer is because if he goes to sell, he would have to disclose this, and it could certainly be an impediment to a sale, and probably would be. A prospective buyer would say, go get a variance or remove the deck. And as you can see from the survey, removing 8.7 feet of this deck would be, it's hard to tell from the survey, but would be almost the entire deck. I mean, it's an odd-shaped deck, but would be certainly two-thirds of the deck, if not more. So that's a unique situation. It obviously doesn't adversely affect anyone because the closest property line to it is bordered by a sand walkway to the beach. It's not even a private, it's not the street, it's not a private individual's property. Like most variances, a severe hardship to remove because it would require correcting or removing most of a second floor deck. It certainly doesn't alter the essential characters of the neighborhood, in that obviously the board's aware that whole area has decks. And for all of those reasons, Mr. Gray does ask that the variance of 8.7 feet be granted.
Did you tell us, Mr. Schaub, how long the structure's actually been there? Did I miss that or not mention it?
No, I should know the answer, but I don't. I think it was built just before the Quillens bought it.
Which was?
99.
Okay.
I believe it was the late 90s when this home was built. I think there was another home there that was removed, and this one was built in its place. I believe that's what happened.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Worthen?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10138. I don't believe it'll alter the central character of the neighborhood, nor will it adversely affect adjacent or neighboring properties.
Okay. There was a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10138. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carried, case is approved.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.